I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Wednesday, February 28. Coming up, Chief Justice to be sworn in on Thursday, lane restrictions for Spanish Town Road, and semi-finalists for Tourism Service Excellence Awards announced. The news in detail after the break. Imagine a Jamaica where every child has a family. A Jamaica where every child is inspired to dream, where they are loved, protected, and cared for. You can help make this dream a reality by fostering a child. For more information on how you can become a foster parent, call the Child Protection and Family Services Agency at 948-284-122 or apply at any of our locations islandwide. We dare you to inspire hope and foster a child. Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness has announced that Justice Brian Sykes is to be appointed Chief Justice of Jamaica effective March 1. Mr. Holness says after consultation with the Leader of the Opposition, he recommended the appointment to Governor General Sir Patrick Allen. Justice Sykes was appointed February 1 to act in the post following the retirement of Justice Zela Makala on January 31. He started his career in the judiciary as a clerk at the Sutton Street Criminal Court almost 30 years ago and is trained in international law. Justice Sykes will be sworn into office at a ceremony at King's House on March 1, scheduled to begin at 9 a.m. Deputy Chairman of the Zones of Special Operations Social Intervention Committee Omar Sweeney says activities continue under the build phase of operations in the Mount Salem and Denhamtown Zones of Special Operations. Mr. Sweeney says particular focus is being placed on strengthening the government's social presence in the zones, engaging community persons and assessing their needs.
What we want to ensure is that we're carrying out really a methodology that is in line with what JSIF has used in communities, urbanized communities like this for the last 20 years, which is to ensure that you have proper governance structures, you have community engagement, you also mobilize the requisite agencies and NGOs and CBOs to form a nucleus and a core of practitioners that can help to reestablish what we call services to the community.
Mr. Sweeney was speaking at a JIS think tank session Tuesday. Some of the services include re-establishing solid waste management, citizen security, as well as education initiatives. Mr. Sweeney says training and capacity building is being delivered to those persons needed to retain the interventions and maintain peace in the communities. The tourism product development company TPDECO has announced the semi-finalists for the 2017 Tourism Service Excellence Awards. TPDECO Executive Director Dr. Andrew Spencer says the quality of this year's nominees made it difficult for the judges to make the final selection.
This year, 126 nominations, 21 semi-finalists from both individual and organizational categories. And if you think about it, these qualifiers were from five regions: Ocho Rios, Kingston, Montego Bay, South Coast and Negril. That spread means it's a national award. That spread means that there's interest that is widespread. So it took a lot of time and effort to compress the list, and our nominees are all worthy of recognition and praise.
Dr. Spencer was speaking at a press conference to announce the semi-finalists at the Marriott Hotel in New Kingston on Wednesday. Semi-finalists include Courtly Hotel and Suites, Island Car Rentals, Sandals South Coast, and Chukka Caribbean Adventures in the organization category. Shani Cunningham of Sandals Royal Caribbean, Hopeton Powell Old Craft Market, and Janet Kalu of Sunset Resort and Villas are some of the semi-finalists in the individual category. The winners will be announced at the awards ceremony on March 17 at the Montego Bay Convention Center. And the National Works Agency, NWA, will be carrying out roadworks along a section of Spanish Town Road starting Thursday, March 1 at 10 a.m. This will result in lane restrictions in the vicinity of the Denhamtown Police Station. The work forms part of the NWA's drainage improvement program being undertaken across the corporate area. The restrictions will affect both lanes. The eastbound lane, which takes motorists toward downtown Kingston, will be closed first, after which the westbound lane leading to 3 miles will be closed. The lane closures will run for approximately 10 days. The restrictions will be in effect for 3 weeks to allow sufficient time for the concrete works being undertaken to be properly cured. The planned works are expected to significantly improve drainage in the area, as the steel grating, which will replace the existing steel plates, will allow more storm water to flow from the road into the drains. The new drainage design should also stand up better to the wear of vehicular traffic. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.